This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Organizers of this year's Queens County Fair say the annual agricultural exhibition is growing but staying true to its roots. Secretary Manager Doreen Holdright says the fair has been going for more than 150 years. This year, more people are volunteering, and events like the horse and ox pulls are attracting even more participants.
It's getting bigger. We're providing more entertainment. We do a lot of things that people just coming in off the grounds can take part in. Like Saturday, our corn cob contest. See who can eat the most corn. More like the old country fair. That's what we're trying to stay with and stay clear of the commercialism.
The fair in Caledonia runs until Saturday. In addition to the horse and ox pulls, it also features other livestock competitions like barrel racing, as well as an artisans market, competitions for arts, crafts, vegetables, and horticulture, and lots of activities for kids. And popular events like the ladies' toilet seat toss and the men's frying pan toss are back for another year.
Everybody's interested. They want to get involved. We're all volunteers. And 3/4 of the community volunteers.
Holdright says the fair is so popular this year that organizers will have to expand their camping area next year. A large part of that draw are the horse and ox pulls, with a record number of horses at the fair this year.
Ox pulling is growing. There's new people coming into it. We have to limit because we only have 61 stalls for oxen. But at our spring pulls, we've had up to 80 pair.
Marcus Tufts of Barrington Passage brought his two teams of oxen. One of his pairs is already racking up the ribbons, winning Best Match Team, Best Gear, and Best Exhibit of Oxen in the parade.
Queens County is where I grew up, but moved away 20 years ago, and it's still my favorite exhibition to come back to. So, just hometown fair to see the people and friendly, and just love the fair and to compete with the ox pulling.
Tufts doesn't use his oxen for much farm work anymore, but he still puts them through their paces to prepare for the ox pulling competitions.
It's like bodybuilding. You have to work them every night to make them strong. We exercise my oxen for near an hour a night every evening at home, just dragging a light weight to build the muscle in their legs and their neck. And every once in a while, but once a week, we put them on a heavier load to test them to see how we're doing.
The six-year-old pair can haul up to 9,600 pounds, about three times their body weight. Oxen are judged by how much they can pull divided by their weight.
It's a big draw, yep. The crowd likes to watch. I think it's just to see the pure strength of the animal and how well they listen to, like, being trained. And it's an old tradition. Like, everybody, years ago, they used to use them in the woods, and the old guys would bring them to the fair just for bragging rights of who had the strongest team. And it's kind of still the same thing today, except not many works them in the woods anymore.
Tufts says this is the last fair of the year for his oxen. After this, they'll head home for a rest in the pasture.
My father always had a team and just a family tradition. Now my kids, they come with us all the fairs. My kids pull in the junior ox hauls, and this is just my hobby. This is my four-wheelers.
The fair's Holdright says the rest of the week features lots for people of all ages.
It goes until Saturday. Come check it out. We've got lots for you to do and see.
For more information on the Queens County Fair, you can visit their Facebook page. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.